Hello. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Funk. This is GD Copeland. Thank you for joining me. As you know, this is a podcast about random shit. Just anything I feel like talking about, anything that comes to my mind. And I'm going to talk about today just hearing conversations over the last few weeks. And I know it's been a long time since I've done a podcast. COVID got in the way. A lot of things got in the way. Life in general. Writing. So I'm just definitely going to dedicate more time to this podcast. But I back to what I was saying, I wanted to talk about something that, you know, kind of was, I had to think about it a little bit, and I thought I was a little bit crazy. I thought something was wrong with me. Just in random conversations, listening to my wife, friends and family, just talk, went on vacation. And hurts people just listening to conversations as people talk about their jobs, their work lives, their interaction with their coworkers, their managers, whoever it may be. And to them, everything was normal. And to me, it just seemed so odd. And to me, I had to look at myself because I basically run my own business. I do my writing. It's all dependent on me, and I have always been that way. It's been hard for me to function within a normal corporate structure, American corporate society, if you want to call it. And sometimes I sit back and I listen to these and I hear how people enjoy the work or just the situations that they have, the interactions that they have, whether it's good or bad. And why can't I function? What's wrong with me that I can't function in these manner in the American corporate society, normal 9-to-5? Why did I always have so much trouble functioning that way? So is it me? Is there something wrong with me? I had to look at myself. Is there something wrong with me, or is it just everybody else? Like, I don't do well with coming in at 9, leaving at 5:30. I don't do well with explaining to someone when I need to take time off, take my children to an event, to the doctor, or I need to take a vacation, or I want to take a vacation with my family, or I need to go to the dentist, or I need to go to the doctor. I don't feel good having to explain to people what's going on. It's my personal life. If I have to go to the doctor to get my ball hairs trimmed, then I should be able to go to the doctor without having to explain to people that I need to go to the doctor. Because if you say, well, I have a doctor's appointment, I have to leave early, then the next question is, whether it's your coworkers or your manager or whatever it is, oh, everything okay? What are you going to the doctor for? And then you got to get into that whole conversation. I have to explain to you about my personal life. Yeah, I got to go to the doctor. Oh, what is it for? Well, it's just therapy. I've been having these dreams about coming into work, slicing everybody up. I need to go to the therapist. I mean, that's not good. You don't want to. I just don't think I should need permission or have to explain to people on why I'm taking my days off. They're my days. They belong to me. That's kind of worked in that. And I know it's not an employment contract, but it's an employment agreement. And that's worked in that. I shouldn't have to explain to you. Like, I shouldn't have to ask for you permission. Oh, please, 2 weeks in advance, put in your days. No, it's my days. I should be able to take them at any time. Also, I'm not good with the employee-employer relationship as far as it goes, is to when you are a salaried employee, companies believe that they own you. And I mean literally own you, which means that you're available not only during work hours, that you're available during non-work hours, that they can email you and call you and ask you to do things on non-work hours times, on the weekends, beyond 6 p.m. or whenever if you're working 11 to 7 at 8:30, they think you should be able to do, they should be able to send things to you and you should answer. They don't do that to hourly employees. You know why? Because if you ask an hourly employee to do work during non-work hours, you have to pay that person. But for salary employees, for some reason, because I'm paying you salary, you belong to me. No. Just as they don't want you on the internet or making your doctor's appointment, or watching Netflix during company time. Don't send me emails. Don't give me calls. Don't ask me to do work while I'm watching Netflix on my time. That's how I feel. I feel the imbalance is off, especially when I know a lot of you have gone to interviews. And I remember used to hearing this all the time. You go to an interview because I'm a recruiter. When I would go into, you know, the early 2000s, and I would go into companies to interview for recruiting and things like that. This was before I started my own firm. One of the things they always, oh, this isn't a 9-to-5 job. We're not a 9-to-5 company. If you go into a corporation, we're not a 9-to-5 company. Well, you're not a 9-to-5 company, but you're paying me 9-to-5 money. I mean, so you want me to work beyond 9-to-5, but you don't want to pay me beyond. You see the imbalance there. I have never been good about that. I've never been good about if somebody tells me when I can take lunch. Oh, lunch is from 12:30 to 1:30 every day. You have to take it between 12:30 and 1:30. Well, what if I'm not hungry at 12:30 to 1:30? What if I get hungry at 2:15? I shouldn't eat. I shouldn't be able to go out. I mean, you control everything. If I'm there for 9 hours, and I say 9 hours because it's usually 8 hours and an hour lunch, or 8 hours and a half an hour lunch. So if I'm there for 8.5 or 9 hours, let me use that, unless there's meetings actually scheduled every day at 2:15. Let me take my lunch when I want. If I come in at 8 and I want to take my lunch at 10:30, let me take my lunch at 10:30 because I'm hungry. I don't want to have to ask somebody to take lunch. I don't have to clear it with somebody to take lunch. Too much is asked of the employee by the employer. They think just because they're giving you a check, they should own your life. It shouldn't work. And that's the problem. That's one of the problems I have. Another problem I just remembered, that was that, oi, you hear that sound? Oi. Another problem that I have. Why do people get nervous when their manager comes, or the vice president or something? Like, this is the president of the United States, or a superstar or something like that. Oh my God, Joe Biden's here. Barack Obama's here. They get nervous because of the vice president of the company. I don't want to be nervous to order lunch and have me think that my career depends on someone liking the lunch that I ordered for the team. I don't need all that stress. I don't want all that stress. I don't understand all that. The person is just the vice president. Granted, oh, they're the boss, and they can hire and fire or whatever it may be. They're just a person. Don't be nervous. I don't want to be nervous. I don't like that, all that nonsense, politics. I don't like the fake talk, the false talk either. Maybe I just don't like people. As I'm talking this out, maybe I just don't like people. But talking to your coworkers, and it's not genuine conversations. And it's like, oh, how's you doing? How's Sally? I mean, do you really care? Do you really care how Sally's doing? Sally got her braces. Do you really care about that? Now, there are some people that I worked with that I had a genuine interest in because they were different than I was. And I wanted to learn more about them. Or they led interesting lives, and I wanted to know more about that. So that's what I do miss sometimes, is the genuine interactions. But it's the fake interactions, to interact just to interact, just to be nice, because it's corporate politics. I am not in for that. I also didn't like when I would come in. I would always come in early. I would always get up early and kind of build myself up, have a little coffee, watch a little TV. Before I left, I would always get up like an hour and a half before I left. Usually like an hour and a half before I left, because I had to wind myself up to leave. And then I would get in early. So if my day started at 8:30, I would make sure I would be in at like 8 o'clock, because I like to come in and sit down and get ready and be prepared, drink some water, whatever it is, do whatever I have to do. And then when everyone comes in, then I say my highs and things like that. I'm not one of those people who starts at 8:30 and I come in at 8:28, and then boom, you get right to it. People are asking you questions. They're in your face asking you questions about things. I can't do that. I need to slow down. I need to watch everybody come in. I need to build up to talking to people. And that's probably the Virgo in me. I need to build up to be social. have to build myself up to like people in the morning. And I'm a morning person because I get up early. It's just that I'm a morning person. I just don't want to have useless conversations early in the morning. But as I go through all of this and I'm thinking, just maybe it's just my personality type that doesn't fit with the 9 to 5. And that's okay. That's why there's artists and music musicians. That's why there's people who start their own businesses because maybe they can't thrive in the normal corporate environment. I'm just one of many. And I just have to learn and accept that. Instead of being down on myself and wondering, like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why does everyone else enjoy this shit and I don't? That was my random thought for today. Thank you for joining me on 15 Minutes of Funk. Talk to you soon.